Tefillah b'Motzei Shabbos v'Yomtov. So Imchal Tefillah b'Motzei Shabbos. She'iyah Shalocha b'Mo'od Yom. So let's say the Tefillah falls on a Motzei Shabbos. Well, you can't do the Chafifa, obviously, on Shabbos. Tzvicha Lasa says, Kol ha'achonis v'achafifa me'er Shabbos. You have to do everything from me'er Shabbos. Right? Okay, behind Usha Tisha be'ambachis, you should wait in the bath. The Tisrachis v'meklachas. And wash in the shower. V'toket tziburna and coat of nails. V'tachzot shinan. And this is an interesting one. And what do you call it? Floss. It doesn't mean floss. It means to get out.
It's on Shabbos. Everything's going to come back anyway.
Right. So what's the pshat?
Getting some during the day so you're not going to rush.
What?
If there's something
you have to do everything again anyway. You get dirt on your nails. You're going to have
to floss. That's a problem. Women being wasting time.
Edit that.
No, he said the copy, a hard copy.
His wife is the only one that listens.
No, no, he's not allowed back anymore.
Yeah, Tats lets you know. Yeah, but anyways, I think if I remember correct, the pshat is that you should do a proper chafifa.
You know, something worth anything
because chafifa is the reza.
But why? If a woman had to go to mikvah Wednesday night, she did a chafifa on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday she said, "I did a chafifa on Tuesday." What would you tell her?
Yeah, you still
did. Tell her it doesn't mean anything.
I don't know. We discussed that last week a little bit, didn't we? You touch on that? Or so we're going to touch on it.
Go on.
The tisrek sara says, comb her hair, the time the goof and she check her body. Shlo yaleh shum davar chaytis. When it's Shabbos, kodesh matfila tirchet shuv, tirchet klachas, and get another shower. The Tisrek Ma'at Nasara said, and she should comb her hair a little bit. The Tanaka is based on Starel. She should clean all the enclosed places. The Befrat is Shishinayim. And Befrat, her teeth. Well, you said that on Friday, you gotta do it.
Oh, Friday, yeah.
Tatayin Begufa. The question would be, let's say she didn't do her teeth.
On Friday, because she had.
Well, anyways, we saw last week or 2 weeks ago that the teeth, well, a few weeks ago. That the teeth is not, yeah, but that it's not an option. Meaning, if she didn't do her teeth, let's say she didn't clean her teeth and she went to the mikvah, is she mutter now or not? She didn't touch her teeth.
Yeah, but you know.
And then she checks after the mikvah, there's no good teeth there. So then is she okay?
We've
she does that?
Been learning for 20 minutes already.
No, we should have 7:30.
We're all bad. 20 minutes after. We're all bad. 1:30.
Wait a second. But isn't she not allowed to eat anyway? Like,
but no, will you...
Like that? Anyway, before she goes to the mikvah?
What?
Because she's going to get stuff to eat.
Right, she can't.
On Shabbos, what would be the thing? Would she be able to eat meat on Shabbos?
She can eat meat on Shabbos, yes.
Why? Because she's going to do it after.
No, we allow, see, because Shabbos is the mitzvah. Einik Shabbos is doisa, the minig of not eating meat today is a mitzvah. But that's what you have to check the...
That's why there's a special problem.
But then you would say it's good. Could you have it after the fact, it would be okay. If there's nothing in the
she is right there, we tell her to make it.
Right. No?
What
she called me once she got home and said, there's nothing in my teeth, so I forgot to brush my teeth.
But is that true? That would work anyway, so the question is really not a question.
Only teeth or other things?
No. She didn't check her body, then she got to go again.
It's just her teeth, why would we make it on that?
No, I mean, not only teeth, anything that's normally closed, that water won't reach. Normally.
It's like, right. The price, she's on the island trying to handle.
Yeah. The time begufa and she should be ma'ayin on her body. Shalai ala dover chaytet. It shouldn't be on her dover chaytet. Bodin umchal tefilas ma'atish tishavav. Same thing would be with ma'atish tishavav. Avi ma'atish yom kippurim tzricha lasas kanal. She's got to do. Oh, what do you mean? Yom kippur she doesn't have to do kanal.
What about standard yom tzayamtes?
What?
What about standard
yom kippur lechayra? Oh, she's going to eat the sudas on a stack as lechayra after.
Oh, but come on, missing good stuff.
She's going to break her fast also. She's going to break her fast.
You stop eating. Oh, that's the question. Can a woman eat before?
He said yes.
Looking at it before, say.
Oh,
You told us last night.
Huh?
You told us last
night. Can't she eat the same woman when I have to go to Mukum Matzah Yom Kippur? Or tonight? Again, we said before that you can't eat between the chafifa and the tefillah. I think we said that before, didn't we? Or are we going to say it?
We said it.
I'm still trying.
So why can't you do the chafifa before the fast is over?
What?
Tonight, why don't you do the chafifa before the fast is over? Can you do
the chafifa at 7 o'clock? Because you should have been the last one. The chafifa is supposed to do the chafifa during the day and at night. Half the chafifa should be done, half, whatever it is. A portion should be done during the day and a portion. The most chafifa bigger way to do it is start like before
you have to
Shkia
do one thing before, right?
And extend till near Tzeis and then go to.
But when Shkia is at 4:30 and the woman's
in the room at 9 o'clock, and a chanam, so that's not the proper way. But even so, what's the difference?
You shouldn't be for 5 hours.
Well, that's what I'm asking you. That's the question.
No, it can't be. I wouldn't know such a thing. I have enough years to know.
I didn't see this, but I know from you'll see where I'm discussing it before. He said somehow a woman cannot eat after Yom Kippur.
Kippur or any fast?
Sure.
If Yom Kippur, then
break Kippur or any fast?
Huh?
If Yom Kippur or any fast?
Yom Kippur or any
fast? Drinking is not.
No, drinking is not. Drinking is okay.
Getting coffee.
You can't eat. There's a sheet that holds drinking is not okay, but we hold drinking is okay.
And
she should still wash her.
Like tonight? Even Rabbi Force?
I think so. I think
like that's tonight? Is that like Kippur is
well, same thing now, like tonight. Like tonight, the same thing. So if you want to do it properly, you do the chafifa during the day.
Let's say now, 5:30 the fast is over.
Uh-huh.
Can the woman say, I'm not going to go to mikvah until 7 and then eat and then do an hour?
It's not the chafifa to do that.
No, because the day, she has to do some of the day. Chafifa has some of the day.
Yeah, she can do stuff in the day and then eat and then continue.
No, that's what he's saying. Chafifa is
what he's saying. She can't take a shower.
You're not supposed to, once you do the chafifa,
you start eating part of the chafifa, that's what he's
saying. You wash your feet, you can't eat?
Well, that's what we're learning here, that you part of the chafifa is doing even though you're going to eat a whole Shabbos.
No, but why can't you save the teeth till the end?
And listen, what should I tell you? I had the Shiloh this year a couple of times in Kippur, and I taught a dog parsha that they could eat. And Baruch Hashem Rav Hoffman has backed me up on that. But because of Rabbi Forth, I think we're asking the safer no. But then, yeah.
Look at the
protein drinks. What about a smoothie?
I think it's a smoothie.
Pureed
down a steak.
Exactly.
No, Rav from Bnei Brak. No?
Yeah. Okay, whatever it is, but that's...
That's it, me.
But
I haven't told my mother-in-law when she was pregnant, she had to fast.
Like a true Litvak.
Ooh. I told my wife, you married me. I told my wife, she doesn't have to. My mother-in-law's
house.
Exactly.
Lip-locks I could do, you know what I mean?
You know, the chair on the tape is running with lip-locks. I know. It was asking.
My mother-in-law's house. My wife, that's my wife.
Okay, bye.
Don't fast at all.
My wife has not fasted on anything other than Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur since I'm married.
My wife, too?
So, that's not fair.
But your wife, you know, thing is, it's not like
pregnant nursing.
She's a pregnant nursing.
That's what I mean.
You're on tape.
That's okay. It's interesting. There is, it is negay shtikah hilchos nivah, because a menekes, a woman who has a baby within 2 years.
Yeah. That's what we just
with
said.
With Vesta, she can't be kaveh of that.
Well, what?
Right? She's called a menekes. The woman
has to make the decision, she's not the kaveh of that.
Just
said, even if she's not nursing, she doesn't have to fast.
Because she's called a main necklace for 2 years.
You just told me that yesterday.
Even if she never nursed.
Yeah.
Well, that's the shine on the question. If she never ever nursed, she can be called a main necklace. What? Yeah. Menekes means a nursing mom.
So why teach about it?
But in halachically, in the days of the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, before the Metzias changed, a woman couldn't be kaveh of vest. She didn't have to keep vestus in some situations.
From the previous vestus after for 2 years.
it's based something
on
along those lines.
Yeah.
Giving again to you eventually.
5 weeks.
You can follow what the sheriff say about that she be counting since she was 12 years old, whatever it is.
She should have.
Told me you gave Baden this, right?
What? Baden. We're not getting into the whole, when we do Vestas, we get more into it, but there are those that hold by fasting. So if she's not being a midnight, it's an actuality, so then she has to fast. Others hold, no, it goes by the definition of midnight.
Because
the law that says midnight can be nakel in fasting. Does he mean the menekes literally, or does it mean just menekes of 2 years? And then this year is a more interesting Shiloh, because does it, when it means 2 years, let's say it's an Ibriyo. So is it 2 years with the extra month of Adar?
No.
Or not? Is it 24 months?
20.
Or is it 2 years? Two halachic years.
So
that's the
machlokes
of Paiskim. So, but it was negated to somebody this year. I guess we'll make it to this fast, because last year was if the woman we had that,
well,
somebody had that by what's the fast of that song?
What is it, 24 months?
Yeah, it's too late. Like, 2 years was up, but it would have been that extra month.
They
fasted. I would have said no, because it's that 25th month. It was the 25th month. Yeah. Anyway, see, everything gets back in.
You're saying a woman doesn't have to fast 24
months. I didn't say that. Those that hold
Tishabar.
As far as
Tishabar,
they
are
Vestas.
Right.
It's not the Kippur. You know, extra.
Yeah, you know about
that. 4 years, 4 days before.
There's your own Chodesh Abayis, which stayed during those 2 years. You can't be Kaveya an extra Vestas.
No, it's enough.
You can't be Kaveya Vestas any bomb that she sees in those 2 years.
In other words, not your college name. In other words,
no.
There's no food. Look at the you can't.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so that's that. Good.
What about Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av? Is it separate? Yom Kippur, if you give birth like within 4 days or something, you don't have to give Yom Kippur again?
It depends. Within 3 days.
In 3 days.
Yeah, then within 7 days already, then you start getting into
there are people
more trouble. Yeah. If Shachal Locha Be'er Shabbos, the woman forgot to do the Chafif on Erev Shabbos. I she'iru la'eza aynish la'chava Erev Shabbos, which I would imagine is fairly common.
Or what?
But she has an aynish that she can't do the Chafif on Erev Shabbos. When Shabbos is at 4 o'clock, I would imagine, and a woman has a bunch of kids.
She doesn't have to do.
Well, then we'll get into whether she should do it in the morning. We'll get
she doesn't have to do any.
The chatzchi. Well, she has to. That's
how
what we just learned.
How far can he do it?
He walked in after him.
He comes in. He's like, no, I'm going by what you told me.
Okay, but there's different situations and different things. But
how far can you do it? Is it
takes time.
Is it a Shabbos or is it have to be already daybreak?
No, morning. Give me the night before we said.
He's going to discuss. Either she forgot or she couldn't. Ain't a tzvicha la'akav atzila b'shulza. She does not have to be ma'akav the tzvila for this. Ella tasa hakovim as a Shabbos. She does everything on a Shabbos. The tasek b'chavifas a shah achas, like we learned last week. Then she has to do a full hour. Kadesh lo yiyeh chashash timar, there should be no chashash that she's going to go quickly with a soch of karoy, and then she won't do chafif of karoy. The canal by Zion, what we learned last week, meaning that she has to do an hour because we're afraid. The reason why a woman can't do the chafifa only at night is because we're afraid she's such a rush to get home, so she's going to rush it. So if we make her do an hour, then she's not going to rush, because anyway she has to do the chafifa for now. Yeah, Yud Aleph. Imchal tefilas b'matzis yom tov sheni. Let's say the tefila falls out on yom tov sheni. Okay. Meaning, there's 2 days in between. Dino kemoi ba'ayfen shechal lel tefilas b'matzis Shabbos. And it's the same as before the matzis Shabbos. Behind us, it's as kala achonas me'er yom tov. She has to do all the preparations in Erev Yom Tov. From Matzah Yom Tov Sheni, Tav Zalat is Rechitza V'Chafifa Mu'etis. All she has to do is a little bit of Chafifa. For Kanal Ba'alai's test.
Does this count for an Israeli in America also?
What do you mean Israeli in America?
Who's not keeping the second day.
But he is.
What do you mean?
They still, have to keep.
Well, but I'm saying, so
they could take a shower. That they could do. They could take a shower.
Well, enough means they could be hot.
They could take a hot shower. Look right, because they take hot showers. Right. So, what do you mean? So, I mean, they should really do the chafifa on the second day. Right here. I don't know. That's a chadar.
What about also, what about a place where you can't get to a mikvah? Let's say Pesach upstate or something.
Yeah.
You're not near a mikvah. And you and when you're supposed to do it, if you do a mikvah Erev and Yom Tov, 2 days later you go to the mikvah.
That's what anybody's doing. You mean it's just going to take you an extra hour or two?
You mean you're supposed to go that night?
You're supposed to go
that
night.
It off,
or you're pushing off two nights instead of one night.
It's not so precious that when you push off the mikvah that you're even allowed to go on, let's say.
Right.
Let's say a woman's supposed to go to mikvah Thursday night.
Right.
Let's say Wednesday night.
But you don't go to mikvah on Yom
Tov. No, you do go to mikvah.
So a normal person.
No, let's say you're sitting
you
right here.
You have to go Matzah Yom Tov. Matzah 2 day Yom Tov.
Right.
You can't do the chafifah on Yom Tov.
You're doing it right. I thought what you were asking is it's not so possible. Let's say she just didn't go to the mikvah Thursday night because it was inconvenient.
Right.
It's not so possible she can go to the mikvah Friday night. And then it's not supposed to go to the mikvah. The machloek is supposed to go. We did that.
Yeah, we definitely did it.
And the machloek is why you go to Matzah Shabbos because
it's
because it's the event to do this chafifa far away from the tefillah is not a pashas the thing.
So why can't you just do everything Matzah Shabbos?
Fuck, you just do it again.
That's not the chafifa.
Chafifa, you can do it during the day.
We allow Matzah Shabbos though. Didn't know we said that. That's what happens. Let's say she doesn't.
No, the ma'aser we allow. Unless she's stamalized for her TV show. She wants a mix or something, or a movie, and that's what she's going to make for. Right.
Not Friday night, though, we said.
Huh?
Right, not Friday night? We love Friday night also.
In most cases, we'll allow Friday night. Yeah. Anyway.
Movies on Friday night. Yes, there is. Yes, David.
Put the TV on fire.
So for Yom Tov, Mutaras Lecha Basar. On Yom Tov, it's Mutar for her to eat Basar. Right, like we said on Shabbos, El Shkitar, but Matzah Yom Tov, Lassa Ketiv as Shina, that she should be careful to her teeth well. Now, he doesn't. Can she eat before? Like we're talking about going to the mikvah Friday night. Okay, discuss it later. Yeah, okay, we'll wait till we get there. Yeah, you'd be. Imchal Yom basically it's an issue. Can she go to the mikvah after the suda Friday night? That comes up. Right?
I thought we said she had food before.
She used one of those kosher toothbrushes to brush her teeth on the shower.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What's the kosher? You could only use it with the toothpaste. Right? You can only use it with the toothpaste. That's the only reason why
I don't know. You're big, yeah?
That's one of the kosher toothpaste.
What is it?
The same makers of the
kosher for the tefillah one is the
like rubber.
The clean. No,
it's really
just rubber. Like the water would get there.
Right.
So I have to do that much a shower. Like
what? Really? No, you say that.
It's part of the
chafifa lechatchila.
It's part of the night day. What are you supposed to do?
You still do the whole body. The only thing with Beis HaStarim was one wrinkle is that if she forgot to do the Beis HaStarim and she had no chatzitza after the tefillah, then she's okay.
I can
think maybe do that much a shower.
Well, there's a lot of you.
Well, that's why women are not in construction.
Not true, they're summed it up.
Okay, I don't know if they're going to the mid.
Before married at all.
Imchal Yom Tov v'yom chamishi v'shishi. Okay, so now let's say Yom Tov falls out on Thursday, Friday. V'lel tefilah sachal v'matzei Shabbos. So now you got 3 days. Im tachav v'erev Yom Tov yish leisha yom v'en chamiru l'tefilah. Here, she's mechuyif to go back and do it again. She can't do the chafifa for whatever reason, then she has to push it off.
What do you mean achonas the chafifa? Get like this, make sure you have floss in the house and make sure you have a brush in the house, or means you have to study chafifa?
No, she's got to do two chafifas.
Hachanos means
Hachanos v'hachafifa.
Yeah, okay.
He's asking what the Hachana is.
No, that was my question.
Oh, was it your question?
I thought he was saying you have to just do Hachanos for the Hachafifa. Like you said,
I just thought of we can have a payment on it to get to listen to this shit. A dating guy told me that he was going on a date, so his friend, his married friend, told him, so where are you going to go to the Hachafifa before the date? You know, so he didn't know anything, so he came to his sister's house before the date, his married sister's house. You know, and he says, I got to get to the Hachafifa.
She goes, what the heck is going on this date?
Yeah, anyways, I don't know why I just popped it to me.
I know why.
I mean, we'll keep on discussing the Hachafifa. So. Yeah, so Tefillah B'Lel Shabbos V'Yom.
That was the rabbi.
Imchal tefillah to b'lel Shabbos. Right, so if the tefillah falls out on Friday night, tzricha lachol b'erev Shabbos, she needs to do the tefillah, the chafifa on erev Shabbos. That's what we just learned, right? V'tizor lahatzal ha'chafifa ba'ayfin she'el l'pnai ligmar es kol ha'achanas v'ha'chafifa koydam hadlokas neres. She's got to be careful to make sure she does the chafifa with enough time that she can do it normal before hadlokas neres. T'hainu l'esrachet v'am batru v'mechlachas in a bath and in a shower. I don't think it means and, I think it's and or the chayr, right?
Well, they take a shower anyway.
Well, not on Friday night. They're not going to. If there's a chashash that she's not going to be able to do it a good chafifa before Shabbos, צריך להחכים את החפיפה בשעה שתוכל לגמר את כל האחרונות כראי קייזם שבס.
That's
if she needs to do the חפיפה in a way that she can do it normally. Who could go and be in Megurim, an apartment building, she gets חשש שלא יישארו מים חם סמוך לשבס. There's not going to be enough hot water left. צריך להחכים מעט את החפיפה because she's got to do it early.
What about makeup for Shabbos? She can't put on makeup.
What?
Makeup for Shabbos? Mm-hmm. She can't put on makeup.
There's a question. And yeah,
I'm
just
asking. What about a
kalav shavros? Makeup, I didn't know. There are some that want to try hazelish to get a guy. I've heard people being makeup. I don't know if they actually were. They have a means of getting a guy to put it on.
Aren't we afraid that she's going to be so embarrassed that she's going to...
What are you going to do? Maybe somebody might be making her to go during the day. I don't know. If it's negated to anybody, you'll...
I assume it's a rare.
Yeah, it's not so rare.
That's a rare. Weddings and stuff, whatever.
Chuppah's leaving is more common. Yeah. Fine, so he doesn't say the earliest time to do the chafifa. It's, if I remember correctly, it's any time during the day.
Yeah, but it has to be enough sense. You can have some at night.
What doesn't make sense?
What? You're forcing them to do it for an hour. So all of a sudden now, because you can't do it on, you can't do it, let's say, for Mazda Shabbos, you can do it Friday. It doesn't make sense. If the whole point is not to rush through it, you're having a day in between, so don't rush through it the next night before the tefillah. I don't understand this whole...
No, here he's talking about where the tefillah falls out on Shabbos.
I understand, but in general, I understand this whole tefillah, the tefillah on Friday, let's say, and then Masi Yontif or whatever, 2 days later or a day later, go to the mikvah. This doesn't make sense.
Because what kind of chafifah is it?
Yeah, if you're forcing them to do an hour...
But because Hanami,
it doesn't make sense. I mean, just that
they are supposed to be careful over that amount, over that time, to make sure that they don't have any chazikas. Hanami is a little, it is strange. That's why she does. That's she's supposed to do.
If someone chose to go on Thursday night, and then the other day, let's say they decide they want to do the Wednesday night. And she's careful.
I wonder that. I don't know. I wonder if she does it a night before.
If she said it after
the you're saying it's got to work because
it works for Shabbos.
Yeah, but she's doing a shtickle chavivah matzah Shabbos.
So let her do a shtickle chavivah. If it comes out afterwards, did you ever would you send someone back?
I don't know. Gotta look into that. That's a good question. Yeah. Yes, okay, good. What? Afshas the chafiv ve'in me'erev Shabbos, right? Even though she did chafiv ve'in on erev Shabbos, kamakam kivin shepaneh v'yedah hoyi megulas b'zman shevin tayin. Since her face and her hands have been megula, lachem kishetavi lebeis hatfila.
What about her hair?
It's covered.
Okay,
and it was covered, so chatzitza is a lachar, not going to get on that. That's what he's saying. She should wash her hands and her face with cold water. And be ma'ayin them.
If there's anything there?
What? She should remove it.
Not butter?
Butter. Not butter.
I don't know.
No. Right, ve'im. Tim yesh chashash and nidvak ba bintayim shum davar achaitzitz. And if there's a chashash, and in the meantime, there was a davar chaitzit. Tirchatz oisem makalos v'mayim karam kaidim v'tfilu v'tayim v'im. Any place where she thinks there's going to be a chatzitza, she should wash it with cold water and check. V'cheinim halcha b'mayim tirchatz regleh v'tayim v'im. If she goes in a puddle, then she should wash her feet. Okay? That's what I like what they were talking. No?
That's not shadow, but it's not their bulletproof too. It's
not
bulletproof.
I'm not getting involved in this.
It's not waterproof.
What's the thickness they announced by the in the summer?
4 inches.
They announced with a certain, that it needs to have a certain number of thickness. The Rabbanim are like,
they announced?
Yeah. They gave a certain number.
They measure?
Number.
They,
what's the word? I don't remember.
They'll probably get it.
I don't know if it's the number.
Okay, what do they pull you over in the middle of the day? They ask you to see your legs?
No, I don't think they said you're not going to get your kid into school, or they're going to go on strike for a week or something like that.
It's not going to get married. The kids just can't get married.
I heard somewhere they came up with a dress code for guys.
Thickness of stockings
for kids, for boys. Heard about that?
What was that?
In Square, they came out with a
thickness for that.
No, for boys. A thing for boys.
That the thickness of their stuff.
No, what they can wear. Shirts, certain things, pants.
Dress code, standards.
Check the world.
No, not in this one.
That lady with the taxi?
Yeah.
Who did him chop? He lost a little yacht.
Get on this.
Everybody got that ridiculous text.
What
text? This is also a tough thing to do. Right? On Shabbos and the other, it's also to squeeze out hair. Right? For the thank you, Shimon, I give us a sarizel. When she dries her hair, she shouldn't squeeze out the water from the hair. She should just cover her hair with a towel with nachas. How do you touch that? That it should draw out the water from her hair, but she should not squeeze her hair. All right, same thing for those that take showers on the office.
Not to go outside if it's cold. Wet hair.
What?
It's a kind of precious of outside.
Don't let her wait in the middle. Okay. Tefillah below Yom Tov Shechal b'Motzei Shabbos. Let's say the tefillah falls out on Yom Tov, that falls on Motzei Shabbos. Kivon, she has shalacha be Yom Tov, talk about Shabbos. Right now, here, before we were talking about what she was going on Motzei, here it's actual Yom Tov. Right? So now this is your kasha even stronger, this one. Right? Chenim chalu shnei yomim tovim be yom chamishi v'shishi, v'chal tefillah b'leil shishi, or b'leil Shabbos. Tacha b'yom revi. The tikshar oz b'erev Shabbos and revi b'Shabbos. Then she should tie a sarasa k'deish lo yistav. Shouldn't get all tangled. U'v'yom shebein ha'chafiv l'tfilah tizor shaloi l'sazer v'dvarim ha'melachlichim. She should not be Isaac in things that make her, will make her dirty.
What about k'deish lo yidva
pashum davar achayt? It's nothing should touch her. V'im naga b'davar achayt tirchot l'achem ikin as she should wash her hands. By finding she wore the halan the way we're going to explain.
So
that's what we said before. She should wear gloves.
Taking care of her kids, wear gloves.
Huh?
No conflicts there.
Wear gloves. Anything that she does, she should wear gloves. Right. Or even if she doesn't, so then she should. Immediately after getting her hands dirty with whatever it is, she should wash. And yes, you should probably help out that.
On the record.
If that's what you're trying to avoid. Yeah. Obviously, she should check her body again just to make sure there's no chatzitzas. But if it says she should run her hands through her hair to loosen it up. Okay? Before the tefillah, tadiach beis astarim or beis akmatim shebegufa b'mayim chamim. Before the tefillah, she should wash her beis astarim and beis akmatim is anywhere there's folds in the body with hot water. Uktel alon imu yomtiv yechal leruchet b'mayim chamim shulchum b'mayomtiv. Right, she just turns on the sink and she can wash. In fact, the oilam is aware that on yomtiv you could turn on the sink and wash.
Part of the body, yeah.
Yeah. Since it's only part of the goof, she can wash with oil that was heated up before Shabbos.
You let it cool it off, add some cold water
to
it.
Yeah. Was she gonna burn herself?
No, wait till it cools.
You gotta put in enough cold water. Whatever the regular dinim of kli of you know.
Grab hot water and put it.
Yeah. See, if you put enough cold in there right away, then so no, it's not a problem. Tichat is good for Yadayim Bavad. She should only use her hands. Avaloy Ayde Peged, obviously not use a Peged. Vashem Isser Schita, because it's Isser Schita on the Shmata. Right? You test, huh? Can you use a paper towel?
Of course.
Wipes. If you hold it, there's no.
Wipes Sakti Brother. Which one?
Wipes. It's in the shul. It's in the shul. Yeah.
I thought you said the shul is
the shul is much by the other way.
No. It's
hard.
Okay. You test. Koyda masfila tinaka heite veshina. She should clean her teeth well. Ach ein l'shtabesh b'mashchas shinayim b'shabes. Rabbi Shem Yisra Mamachik. She shouldn't use a toothbrush. Because of Yisra Mamachik.
What about the Shabbos
food? And she should prepare the chara if that taka works.
It does say on the package.
Can
that
good for chaviva?
No, that
it's
the
iser of the package
doesn't.
Right, but toy is that she should not make it wet, the toothbrush, before she uses it on her mouth. Huh?
Water in your mouth.
It's just assuming that.
Water in your mouth before you put toothbrush in
there? What? Toothbrush, yeah, toothpaste. What I mean is, I'm sorry, attach a toothbrush, toothpaste.
What? Can't put toothpaste in my mouth? Can't put water in my mouth before I put toothpaste in?
You can't put toothpaste in.
Right, excuse me, what about toothbrush?
Put the water in your mouth first, yeah.
She brushes her teeth.
What?
She brushes her teeth.
Yeah?
Who said that?
That's
so ancient. Why?
Anything. It's a minnow
in Scranton. Scranton? We don't have teeth.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
What's a minnow?
Scranton, you know, people say you can't use tobacco on Shabbos. Scranton, you could. I asked the Rebbe Scranton if it's promised teeth if you chew tobacco. And no.
He whipped him because he asked a question like that.
Yeah, he did yell, man.
The top is like, Shina Banachas, she should brush her teeth Banachas, for Eifin Shalai Yigrim Hassaz Dam. That she shouldn't cause herself to bleed. But if she normally flosses her teeth, she should be menaka her teeth before the tefillah. If there's no chashash, that should dam. Right, ach tzricha, these are bein b'shavas bein b'chol l'shtamash b'sugim she'enam nechtochim. She shouldn't use dental floss that sheds, because if it sheds, then you end up worse off. Yeah, we said it before. B'tzricha lachtech es achut kodim shavas ayondav. Obviously, that's another din in Hilchos Shabbos. You have to have them cut before. What?
That's an achana for chafim.
That would be defined as an achana for chafim.
Thank you very much.
But right, you shouldn't cut it. Again, if you didn't, so just don't cut it. just yank it out of the box.
Well,
it was the floss. Right?
So weird that people
do what?
Use it enough. Cut it. Cut.
Nuts.
Why?
No one's so using weird about it.
Pretty like. Boys get disgusted by it. They put it away and wrap it up in a tissue, maybe put it on the side.
No, because there's so many restrictions on Shabbos, and all of a sudden you can just do this. You're not going to come to Riffin. There's no.
Toilet paper.
We don't make our own. So
if you haven't used Santa Claus, you have to be kosher that it's going to be messed up.
If you use toilet paper, just don't rip it off.
The Shabbos, if you never use dental floss, you have to use dental floss.
Are you a problem with that too?
You're a problem with it. What's this floss in the entire world?
It's just
hang there.
כשחל תפילות ולא יום טוב שחל באמת שבס לסעסס האחרונס הנעל או יגיד 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 האחרונס word again לסעסס האחרונס הנעל אלו לאחר תסע ככבים right and so he's saying if she's going to the mikvah מוצי שבס and that's first night יום טוב
yeah
so all these האחרונס she's got to do after tzeis because
also it's האחרונה
אך לפני came Also, Mishum Hachana, Mishabas Liyom.
What about the other way?
And let's say one woman has to go Sunday night, another one has to go Monday, two, the husband's not around either, so they'll all just go together one night. So that's what I heard, I don't know.
Really? Why do they go before the husband's home? That doesn't make sense.
That's a different shiloh, whether they should go or she shouldn't go.
I thought they shouldn't go.
That's a chum,
okay. What,
not to go if the husband's around?
That surprises you?
What's the point?
No, don't go.
Why?
The Mekabalim say it's very bad for a woman to go to the mikvah and not be with her husband. Some of the Sfarim say she should at least sleep with a garment of her husband's.
Right.
And some of them got a knife under the pillow.
Yeah.
Also.
A teddy bear.
Did we have that?
Yeah. I mean, my teddy bear.
With a picture on the front.
For some reason.
I think we did have a picture on the
front. Shotgun. All right, let's, what time is it?
Okay,
let's do two more. Yeah, tefillah below, below chafifin. Oh. So what if she did a tefillah without doing chafifin?
No good, it's on the back.
Kemayna begufa mesarateh ach lechafifah oizlam klal.
She mayna before the mikvah?
Oh, that's it. There's two different things here. There's scrubbing the body, and there's checking the body. Let's say she checked the body, but she didn't scrub.
And she didn't find anything.
Kemayna begufa mesarateh ach lechafifah oizlam klal, or she chafifah mesarateh, or she did chafifah on her hair, ala shalei ayna begufa, ain't that tefillah ma'ila, it doesn't help. Right? And even if after the mikvah she checked, she had no chatzitza, mikomakum tzricha la'asar v'litvol, shem shechaysa leh chatzitza b'shas ha'tfilah, but nofla v'mena b'shas ha'liyasa me'amayim.
Just to pay $118?
I don't know, maybe she should. This type of lady sounds like she should get the, Memvav, let's look at the foot on Memvav. Shulchan Aruch. I will imchav the sarasah b'vad. But if she did her hair itself, the shar kol guf le'rach the klal. But the rest of her body she didn't wash. Right? Ela she'ayna boy heite b'tavla. Also latzila b'diavik kama shekasa b'bach shar chokozot. Yeah. So, but you gotta be careful when you pass on a shar like this, because the chafif of the hair is important. So she did the hair. She just was mine in the go. So then it'll be okay.
You need to ask permission to pass me.
That's what this class is about.
No. That's why
you we get some right certificate after.
Most shilohs are often a shulchan aruch unless it can. That's the sad plight that we have in Judaism.
The what?
Most shilohs, one can pass it himself. He goes open the shulchan aruch and obviously he understands it. It's sad because people don't know it.
No, it's in Hebrew.
They don't know it.
Not
yeah, but that's only by other parts of my Avodah. Even if you're based on storing, Why don't you know the answer to this already? Ah, shegam behem tarach shalei yeh shum davar chaitetz. She shouldn't have anything being chaitetz in the ways of starim. Ukanal, yeah. Yekamakim v'layedei chaitetzum kardim tefilo. If she didn't wash them before the tefilo, v'achra tefilo ayna behem v'loy matzah behem shum davar chaitetz. Also the tefilo that we had before. Okay? Yeah, Shalas is Shemekuyev to check. That's what she forgot to check the base of star. Shemekuyev to check after, or?
She forgot to check before?
She forgot to check. No, she didn't clean it.
She didn't clean
it. Just the base of star, not the rest of them.
Yes, what's your question?
What?
She forgot to check her base.
No. Did Shemekuyev to check? She went to the mikvah. Now Shemekuyev to check?
See, no.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? If there's a chatzit today, then she can go back.
Yeah.
You're right,
sir. You're right, sir. It's not that it's best, alright? What's the worst thing? The chatzit is maybe the wrong thing?
No, it needs. If that's a machlokes, whether it's the right or the wrong, but it needs. We all be passing that it needs. At least Roy Levy is mine. It needs. That's not the happiest time, but it's Roy Levy. Look at the Manzayan. Brings a bunch of Marokkans. Says, "Vina Milashan Shabrach Mashal Al Kafonim Vina Bedika LeBeis Starim." You still need a bedika. The Mahani bedika Achaka. You need a bedika, but it will help if you do the bedika afterwards. Okay.